A crowd of over 20,000 people filled St. Peter's Square today to hear the latest installment in Pope Benedict XVI's catechesis on the early fathers of the Church. Emer McCarthy reports.
Pilgrims from Slovakia to the far reaches of Latin America, religious sisters of the Order of the Sorrowful Mother in Rome for their 20th general chapter, Lutheran evangelicals from the United States, newlyweds and lay youth movements were all among the thousands in St. Peter's Square this Wednesday. Reflecting on the life of the 4th century Italian saint, Ambrose of Milan, Pope Benedict urged them to engage with the Word of God.
Born into a Christian family in the middle of the 4th century, Ambrose was educated in Rome and sent as governor to Milan, where also a catechumen, he was soon acclaimed as bishop. He set about mastering the scriptures, guided by the writings of Origen and the practice of Lectio Divina, a form of prayerful meditation on the Word of God. It was Ambrose who introduced his practice to the West, and it deeply permeated his life and preaching.
The Pope pointed out the effect that this saint's teaching had on his contemporaries, particularly on one nobleman destined himself to become a future saint.
St. Augustine, who was converted in Milan and baptized by Ambrose, relates a profound impression which Ambrose's engagement with the Word of God left upon him. Ambrose, contrary to the custom of the time, did not read the scriptures aloud, which Augustine interpreted as a sign of how deeply the inspired word had penetrated the holy bishop's mind and heart. This image can serve as an icon of Ambrose as a catechist. His teaching was inseparable from his prayer and his entire life. For Ambrose, Christ was everything. Omnia Christus est nobis.
And so it must be, concluded Pope Benedict, for every catechist and indeed for every one of the Lord's disciples.
Upon all the English-speaking visitors and pilgrims, I invoke God's abundant blessings of peace and joy.